Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Now it's also a Monday Music Marathon. How you like them apples? Good morning. We, of course, are a little slow. It's a Monday. Got to get that coffee in you. Get going. Get your thing going. Working it up. Today, my wife Lindsay's filling in for Alex, who will be back, I assume, tomorrow. She went out to California with the Egyptian. That's her boyfriend. Because her boyfriend's brother got married. It looked like a beautiful ceremony, so I'm sure we'll get to hear all about that tomorrow. Also, Liv the Web Girl's off today. I think she's coming back from her vacation in Hawaii. And as far as I know, producer Porkchop, he's here. Hey, what's up, Porkchop?
What up, what up?
How you doing, man?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm good. You have a good weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend.
What was so fantastic about it?
Well, I've been here, you know, for like 2-3 months now, and I really haven't gone out. And this weekend was my first time going out.
How was it?
So good. I went to, a couple bars, and everyone was singing. There was live music, and they were singing songs from my high school, like, times. And
What songs would that be?
Like Blink 182 and Bowling for Soup and, you know, all those kinds of songs.
Okay, cool, man.
Yeah.
Interesting, because we're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9, and also we're on the air in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. So I don't think we got much snow in Houston, but in Indy, 7 inches. Oh my gosh, it was a pain in the butt dealing with snow, and there's school closings going on there. What about you, Lindsay? How was your weekend?
I mean, I live with you, so my weekend was very similar to your weekend, but it was good. I just caught up on sleep. I was very excited about the snow. I'm originally from a part of Michigan where it snows a lot, and I've really missed it since I moved to Indiana. So I was outside with the dogs. We were throwing snowballs, running around.
I got stuck trying to come to your house.
You did.
But some good Samaritans helped get me out.
I know. And we watched the Colts game. Of course, Porkchop came over. Unfortunately, the Colts couldn't pull it off.
Houston's happy about that.
Of
They're
course.
Like...
Yeah. Colts beat the Texans, and then the Colts lost, so we're both out. We're all losers here. Doesn't matter what city we're in. Hey, we've got a lot going on today. Speaking of winning, how about we send you to the Grammys? We'll also hook you up some digital downloads along the way. Your chance to win a trip to the Grammys coming up at 7:50. That's 6:50 Central. And just before that today, Murder Monday. It's the Girl in the Bunker survival story. So Alex will do that for us coming up around 7:30, 6:30 Central. In the meantime, Lindsay, not yet, but I'm excited. Today is your last day doing the garbage. Are you all ready to go for that?
I think so.
All right, cool. We'll find out what's coming up in the garbage next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Radio Now, we are the Joe and Alex Show. Follow us on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. All right, filling in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow. She went to a wedding in California over the weekend. It's my wife. Yeah, Lindsay doing the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, there was a bachelor wedding over the weekend. Ari Lyandike Jr. and Lauren Burnham got married Saturday in Maui, 10 months after they got engaged on the After the Final Rose special of the last season of The Bachelor. It was officiated by Chris Harrison, as many other bachelor weddings have been, and fairly small for a celebrity wedding, about 100 guests. Sean Lowe and his wife Catherine were the only other bachelor alums there, although several producers also attended. The couple is expecting their first child in the spring as well, so congratulations to them. A Coming to America sequel has been confirmed. Eddie Murphy will reprise his role as Prince Akeem from the original movie.
Mr. McDowell.
What is it?
I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
I'm just going to tell you this one time. You want to keep working here, stay off the drugs.
All right, now that movie's like when they come out, like in 88, so it's a little old school. I'm like, I'm 33, so I was like a little kid, but I watched it when I was a little bit older. My dad used to watch Eddie Murphy movies. I'm excited to see like the remake. It's going to be really good, I bet.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I really like the original. The screenplay will be written by Kenya Barris, who is the creator of Black-ish. And if you haven't seen the original, Murphy's character is an African prince trying to find a wife in the United States. But you should watch it. It's really funny. And over the weekend, the LA Kings hockey team had a 90s night. Snoop Dogg made an appearance as a DJ, but he ended up in the announcer booth and they let him call the game for a couple minutes. I thought he did pretty good.
Here's the power play. We're going to face off real quick. Ref about to drop the puck on the ice. He drops it. There's a real. He didn't drop it. He paked him. Paked him, baked him, and faked him. Dropped it. There it goes. Get your back. Watch your back. There it is. Right behind his back. 23 trying to slide in where he ride in. Retrieves the puck. Slows it down. Holds it down. But we still can regroup and get some money. Let's get some money. Come on, 8. 8. Was that Doty?
Oh, yeah.
Doty, Doty, Doty. That's my dog.
Pretty good. Snoop Dogg's always so good at narrating like animals and nature. I love that. It's good.
I know. He's fantastic. That's the garbage on Radio Now.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, here coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we got to talk about something I've been seeing all over social media. And even our very own producer, Porkchop, got involved in this latest trend. When I saw this photo online, I was like, what is that? What was he wearing in his ear? Oh my gosh. We're going to put this photo up on our Instagram in just a second, so go follow us at Joe and Alex Show. But I want to talk about the How Hard Did It Hit, Did Aging Hit You challenge coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Monday Music Marathon. We are about to post this photo up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, so go check it out. Right now, give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. It's been going around everywhere. I don't know if you guys have all seen this or not, but the past few days, I'm like, okay, I'm over it. The How Hard Did Aging Hit You challenge. It's mainly been, I think, on Facebook, but I've seen it now on Instagram. I've seen it on Twitter. And you're supposed to, I guess, find your first ever profile picture and then your most recent profile picture, put them side by side to compare how much you've changed. Now, you can really know how a girl looks, you know, if she didn't have all those filters back in the day. You'd be like, they're like, oh, it's just pixelation. I'm like, no, you're just ugly. No, I'm kidding. Lindsay, my wife, is guest co-hosting today, filling in for Alex. I haven't seen you do it yet. Are you going to hop on the bandwagon?
I actually think I will. I started to, and then I got distracted. Surprise, surprise. But the only thing is, I was looking in my profile pictures album on Facebook, and the first one that's in there is not actually my first profile picture. Because I've been on Facebook since, I think, like 2004. And the picture that was in there was from 2006 or 2007, but it is a very cute picture, and I actually still remember the exact day it's from. The memories make me happy, so I think I will post it at some point.
I am waiting right now as we speak. I'm holding my breath because I'm having producer Porkchop upload his photo, and I saw it on Facebook, and what the heck is that?
That is the original Bluetooth.
Yeah, no. That made me sad to see that you had one of those.
Why? I was practicing safe driving, and it was so cool 10 years ago to have a Bluetooth in your ear while you were driving and act like you were talking to someone else, but you weren't.
People have to see this at Joe and Alex Show. You have your hat.
Like, wait, real quick. Am I putting this on the story or on like the wall?
No, on the wall. Okay, on the wall. You can put it on the story, too, if you want, for people to swipe up and see it. But you got your hat cockeyed to the right. You got your hair all spiked up. Kind of the same thing you have now with some hair. You got like a little bit of a chin strap trying to come in or something.
That's called. It's like the what's that called?
The Jersey douche. I don't know. you've got the flavor saver kind of, but a thin one. And that Bluetooth thing there with the earrings popping, man. Like, I don't know this. When you see photos of people, you ever just step back? You're like, wow.
Yeah. When I saw that picture yesterday, I only saw the one on the left at first, the first picture, and I didn't even recognize it as being Porkchop.
You didn't think that was me?
No, I saw it, and it kind of, like, shocked me. I was like, who is this a picture of? And then I realized that it was your aging challenge photo, and I was like, whoa.
Why is Porkchop posting a picture with a little boy next to him?
Well, yeah, you look like you're, like, 12 in that picture.
I was 20 in that picture.
I know, but you have such a baby face.
And now I'm 30. Do I look like 30 in the picture? Picture on the right?
Oh, definitely. You look old as can be in that one. You're not aging well for
you
sure.
You look very handsome.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I want you to do this too. As Porkchop's posting up there, I want you to go follow us right now at Joe and Alex Show so you can see that and leave a comment on the picture, what you think, or give it a heart. But also, I want you to tag us, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, whatever it might be, just do at Joe and Alex Show or tag us in the photo because I want to see all your photos, like your, you know, kind of before and afters and what they look like, whether it's a tweet you're sending out, whether it's something on Instagram. That way we can see it.
Okay, I just posted it, and I wanted to make sure.
Oh, there it is. I've been waiting and waiting. It's finally up.
I wanted to make sure I wasn't the last person to do this. A lot of people started doing it on Thursday and Friday, but I'm not the last one, right?
If I still do it, then I'll be the last
one. So the options are, does he look the same, better, or worse? I'm going to put...
Because it's how hard did aging hit you? So did it hit me hard or was it easy on me?
I think it was easy on you.
Yeah.
I feel like you just actually look like a grown up now instead of a 12-year-old.
I'll tell you right now, it's not better.
I will say this, though. I've gained like 45 pounds in the last 6 months. So that picture there was from this summer.
Yeah.
But now, yeah.
All right. It's like I'm on a dating app with you now.
That's the other thing. My current picture is like a year old. I don't think I've changed a lot, but it's actually from, it's my Jeopardy picture, so like my hair's done, I got the professional makeup job done.
Someone said I look like a boy band wannabe.
Yes!
You do!
Yes,
you yes, do. Yes. Rachel is all about that. Check it out right now on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Yeah, time for Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now, and we shall start out with a headache at the airport. Yep, the airport in Miami had to temporarily shut down one of its terminals over the weekend due to the high number of TSA workers calling in sick. More than 51,000 TSA employees have been working without pay since December 22nd and officially missed their first paycheck on Friday. Then yesterday, the Houston-Busch Airport closed the TSA checkpoint at one of its terminals. The airport offered suggestions for travelers about allowing for extra time and for, checking their wait times. Make sure you stay on top of that. A spokesperson with Houston Airports explained that the announcement came in response to staffing issues at the airport. We actually, what did we just pass now? For 21 days, like 22 or more, we have the longest government shutdown of all time. We're number one. I really hope that all those employees get their jobs back soon and we can get some kind of resolution going for those people because I don't care about the political side of stuff, but I do care about, especially friends that I even know that that work with, the TSA or different things that aren't getting a paycheck. That sucks. It's tough times. How about this? Tough times to high times. The state of Washington has come up with a way for people to stop stealing their 69 and 420 milepost signs.
I heard about this.
Did you? Okay, this is pretty good right here. The Washington Department of Transportation has changed one highway on the eastern side of the state to read 68.9 instead of 69. They've also created 419.9 signs since people have been stealing the 420 ones. Sometimes they have just left the 420 mile marker blank. Highways in Washington have about 200 signs currently missing, and to replace the signs since 2012, it's cost them, they've had to replace 608 of them, and they cost about $1,000 each to replace.
Oh my gosh.
That is so expensive. That's absolutely insane. Porkchop.
That's so expensive.
When you guys were younger, though, I don't think Lindsay, my wife, filling in for Alex today, did you ever steal a sign?
I've never stolen anything.
What?
Yeah, I don't steal.
I'm not proud of this. Like, kids, if you look up to me, don't do what I do. But I'm just saying, when I was young and dumb, I wasn't the best. I remember my buddies and I, like, we took no stop signs, because that's how you kill somebody. But we took, like, a deer sign, like, you know, like where deer might be running through somewhere. Well, we thought that was cool.
How would the deer know where to cross?
Good question. Good question. We also took, in the trailer park where my buddy lived, there's a lot of signs in the trailer park. We took a no pooping sign for the dogs. It was just really funny. It was a big dog, like, you know, poo-pooing. So we took that one. And I don't know, looking back, it's like, I probably, if I was a pothead or something else, I would take the 420. Or if I was like a 16-year-old, like, 69. But yeah, don't do that. It's $1,000 to replace. You guys, whether you follow football a lot or not, the playoffs are going on right now. The Colts and Indy just eliminated. Then, of course, last week, we're also on the air in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. And they got eliminated by the Colts. The Texans did. A lot of people are armchair quarterbacks. They're like, well, I could do that. Well, 101 people were taking part yesterday in Chicago in Goose Island. That's a beer made in Chicago, Goose Island. They called it the Cody Parker Challenge. That's the kicker who missed the field goal.
Parkey.
Wow, thanks. If Live the Web Girl's not here, I got my wife. That is way more manly than I am. Whatever. Challenge. Well, people could win a year of free beer. Could you imagine that? A full year of beer. All you got to do is make the kick that Cody missed last week.
And how many, what was it, 20, what, how many yards?
It was 42 yards.
Oh, was it 42? I couldn't make
43.
That.
What? Where are you getting all this information from? Damn it.
Stop. I like football, sorry.
Okay. I've made a 20-yard field goal before, so I don't know. I think somebody way more in shape than me could make a 43-yard field goal.
Nobody made it, though.
But it was snowing, yeah.
One made it?
101 people missed and fell on their butt because it was snowing in Chicago, so it was really hard. Since there are no winners, though, Goose Island donated $20,000 to, am I saying this right, Lurie Children's Hospital? Did I say that right? That's the hospital that Cody Parkey...
Possibly. I'm not sure on that one, so we'll go with
if
yes.
If they didn't, Cody Parkey got the money and they donated it to charity, so that's kind of a cool end. And all right, stop it. Stop it with these stupid challenges. Gosh, if you have a kid that does this, I think you just need to give up on them and just no longer, like, lock them out of the house. A 17-year-old girl in Utah, where there's nothing to do, crashed her car while playing the Bird Box Challenge. The teen decided to pull her beanie over her eyes while driving and, yeah, crashed into another vehicle a short time later. Nobody was hurt in the crash, but the girl has been charged with reckless driving. Now, the Bird Box Challenge, if you're not aware of that, dares people to perform normal tasks while blindfolded, like characters have to do in the movie. So don't be a dummy.
I'm all about fun challenges, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it blows my mind, some of the dumb things that people do. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, we got a lot coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. I want to make sure you're aware of it. Hopefully you can stay the whole time, but I know you got a life. You got stuff happening. You're busy. Here's what's going down. Around 7:30, 6:30 Central, Murder Monday, a brand new one Alex has got for us, The Girl in the Bunker. It's a survival story. Also coming up this morning, just after that, around 7:45-ish, 6:45 Central, we're going to be hooking you up with a trip to the Grammys. We're going to get you qualified to go there. And just for getting qualified, you're going to win some artists that are nominated. We'll give you some digital downloads for music. So not a bad start to your Monday Music Marathon here on Radio Now. I would love for you to join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And tell me if your husband or wife or your significant other suffers from this and what you do to work with it. Because, I don't know, I think I might actually have this medical condition, and maybe my wife Lindsay, who's guest co-hosting today, can give me a break for once in my life. A woman in China says she can't hear men with deep voices due to a rare condition that happened. She woke up one morning and couldn't hear her boyfriend speak, so she went to the hospital. She was eventually diagnosed with reverse slope hearing loss, in which she could only hear high frequencies, which means she can't hear many men that have deeper voices. Doctors believe that fatigue and too much stress may have contributed to her hearing loss, and they expect her to make a full recovery. Now listen, I have fatigue with my job. I have a lot of stress with my job. And I know this is a woman not hearing a man's voice, but I swear, I sometimes struggle to hear my wife, and she yells and yells and yells. And Lindsay, you being in studio, this is even better. I think you need to take a little, you know, a little time and give me a little patience here.
No, You can hear me perfectly fine. You just choose to ignore me.
That's not true. Because listen, and guys, call in 833-JOE-ALEX if you struggle with this, where you really can't hear your wife yelling. Because I can't. My wife yells and yells and yells and then gets mad at me and then comes up. Can't you hear me yelling? I'm like, hey, good morning, babe.
Well,
so how do you deal with that?
If you can't hear me, it's because you're listening to your music or other podcasts or whatever at such a high volume that I can hear them downstairs.
Well, how far is he? Like, is when you call him, is he
a full story away.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes he's just, you know, like 3 feet away from me on the couch.
I'm sure women listening.
It really doesn't matter how far away he is. He just does not listen.
I'm sure women listening right now have the same issue. But I want to hear, like, what's the story in your household? What goes down? Who is it? What's the problem? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I used to DJ all the time. I know Porkchop did that, too, on the side for weddings. It's good money. But between that, working in radio, going to concerts, and it's just your ears get exposed to so much sound. I mean, I have headphones on for 5 hours a day. Day alone here just doing the job, and I have audio in my ears all the time. I know I have hearing loss. I know I do, yeah. But I think I might actually suffer from what this lady in China has, but it's just reverse. Not I can hear men's voices, but I really have a hard time hearing you, Lindsay, like my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I don't think this woman is suffering either. I'm kind of jealous of her, to be honest.
What, you had this condition? You wish you had reverse slip
that,
hearing
that
loss?
That I couldn't hear men? Yeah, honestly, I think it'd be kind of nice. No offense.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Joe and Alex show on radio now. Monday Music Marathon continuing all morning long. You can join in the conversation. Our number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. We're just talking about a woman in China who can't hear men with deep voices due to a very rare condition. It's called reverse slope hearing loss. And apparently she can only hear high frequencies. This means most men have a deeper voice, I guess, except for me. She could probably hear me. You know, they are going to not be able to be heard. But eventually they say it could come back. So I hope that does for her, because it sucks if she can't hear her loved one, her boyfriend, no longer speak. Jennifer, do you know this for anybody that you know, or does it happen?
Well, I mean, I have family members who, you know, suffer from hearing loss as they get older, but I just assume that, you know, with old age, that they just tend to, we just all tend to lose, you know, hearing it towards the end of our life. But, you know, with my husband, that's a completely different story. That, you know, how you complain sometimes she could just be yelling and yelling, and it's not until she comes and bangs on the table that she gets your attention. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm with you on that. I believe that, because it doesn't matter what my husband's doing sometimes. It's typically more in the morning when he's first getting up and before he's going to sleep that I could just have a whole conversation with him, and he'll just stare at me, and then he'll be like, okay, well, what'd you say? I seen your mouth moving, you know. And I'll sit there and I'll want to get upset with it. And then sometimes I'm like, you know, okay, maybe there is a problem. I just never knew that there was anything such called that, or there was actually anything that really happened like that. So with her coming out about her story, that makes things a lot more clear and a lot more sense.
Yeah, Jennifer, I'm hoping this will be an awakening for a lot of women out there, and especially my wife, Lindsay, who's in studio today, guest co-hosting with Alex being at a wedding in California. I mean, Lindsay, you hear Jennifer right there.
You really don't think he's just like ignoring you? Like, maybe not to be mean, but he's just like focusing on other stuff.
Are you trying to insult Jennifer's husband? What's wrong with
the
man she married?
You know, I thought about this because me and my husband just got married in August. So it's a new hot love. You know, of course, we're all friendly and we're happy and we're just happy to be together. But that's how our relationship started. It started based off of talking. So we were talking every day. And then it just seemed like it got to a certain point where there were certain points in the conversation where we just held this whole conversation and he only heard bits and pieces. And it's not even that I was talking too low or I was talking too high. It's just, he really couldn't hear me, and, you know, the sincerity. And I think that's what you have to really look for in your spouse, is their sincerity in their face. Like, hey, I really didn't hear you. Because then that's also going to cause a lot of problems out there nowadays, because women are going to jump right on the boat. Oh, well, I know you don't have a problem. You're just look at your face.
Jennifer,
I know you heard me.
God bless you, Jennifer, for calling. And your husband is lucky to have you. And, I mean, it's possible you might have talked his ear off. I mean, if he had it in the beginning and he lost it. But I hope he makes a full recovery. And I thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Listen, Lindsay, I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm hoping you hearing people like Jennifer call in makes you maybe give your husband or your significant other a little more grace, a little more time. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be happening here. I know I'm just going to get yelled at after this.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, producer Porkchop, what are you all upset about? You're saying I blew you off this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I texted you.
Okay. Producer Porkchop is hashtag butthurt over what happened this weekend. I want you to hear a story, then join in at 833-JOE-ALEX and let us know, should Porkchop actually be the one that's in trouble, or does he have a right to be kind of mad at me for what happened?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, it is now official that Maroon 5 is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. This has been rumored for months, but they posted a video to their Instagram yesterday to confirm the news. And it has also been announced that they will be joined by Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast.
Okay, cool. Let me do a little Big Boy from Outkast for you real quick.
But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass, baby?
But I know y'all wanted that 808.
Can you feel that bass,
baby? I like the way you move.
Oh, you know what? I just realized right there. I like the way you move. I guarantee you there's going to be some kind of a transition if it's Maroon 5 and Big Boy from Outkast. It'll be like, I don't know if it'll be like Moves Like Jagger first, then to the I Like the Way You Move, or I Like the Way You Move into Moves Like Jagger.
Oh.
See, you're playing off the moves here.
I bet you're right.
Super Bowl exclusive. Joe from the Joe and Alex Show predicted this on January 14th. I'm calling it right now.
You heard it here first. Yes. We have, as I mentioned, a new record for the most liked Instagram post. That record had been held by Kylie Jenner. Her post where she announced her daughter Stormy's name mm-hmm. had about 18.2 million likes.
That's
last
insane.
Year. And that was the most liked Instagram post ever. Well, on January 4th, so 10 days ago, someone created an Instagram account called world_record_egg, and they posted one picture, just a picture of an egg, trying to break the record set by Kylie Jenner. And as of last night, they finally did it. I have liked this post. I saw Alex liked it. Several others have. I just refreshed it a few minutes ago, and this random picture of an egg on Instagram now has 26.8 million likes.
It's good. People say social media is bad and a waste of time, but not when stuff like this happens.
It brings the people together.
It is. We can all unite.
Kylie posted a response on her Instagram. It's a video of her cracking an egg on hot pavement.
Ouch.
Yes.
Take that, little egg.
And Chris Pratt got engaged over the weekend to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known in my entire life. I vow to protect you from danger. I don't care if I have to fight an ultimate fighter or a bear. I want to spend the rest of my life every minute with you. And I'm the luckiest man in the galaxy.
Wow, actual audio right there.
Okay, so that is Chris Pratt, but that wasn't him proposing to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Was it?
No, that was from Parks and Rec.
Oh, I never watched that show. Okay.
Oh, you should. He got married in a Colts jersey, too.
There you go.
No, he posted a picture on his Instagram of the two of them and captioned it, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." They have been dating just since last June, so this was a pretty quick engagement. And of course, he was previously married to Anna Faris. They separated in August 2017, and their divorce was finalized last November. And that is The Garbage on Radio Now.
All right, Lindsay, my wife, filling in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow. Thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Elizabeth was only 14 years old when she was abducted on her way to school and kept in an underground bunker. Find out how Elizabeth survived her abduction and why child rescue professionals say she's one of the smartest victims they've ever seen. Murder Monday is next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer, who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips. Call this number, 1-800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-22-TIPS. Alex, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
Today I'm going to tell you about the girl in the bunker, the survival story of Elizabeth Shope.
There was a chain that was hooked to, like, the roof part of the bunker, and he just had it down and grabbed it around my neck and locked it.
What did you assume at that point?
That I was kidnapped and that I was probably gonna die.
I know this segment is called Murder Monday, but sometimes I like to switch it up and do a missing person or survival story for variety. So you can let us know what types of Murder Monday stories you like hearing on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Just outside of Columbia, South Carolina, in a small town called Lugoff, a 14-year-old girl named Elizabeth never makes it home after getting off the bus. It's September 6th, 2006, and Elizabeth is almost to the mobile home she lives in with her mom, Madeline, her 12-year-old little brother, and sister. She's telling her friends how her aunt is about to come over to cut her hair, and she's excited. Her friends see her step off the bus and start walking down her gravel driveway, but she never makes it home. It's as if she vanishes in her own driveway. Her mom calls their house from work to make sure her kids made it in from the bus okay, and she knows that something is off as soon as Elizabeth's brother is the one that answers the phone. Elizabeth hadn't made it home. Madeline gets home immediately and calls Elizabeth's dad to help her search her room for clues, but nothing is missing. Elizabeth's parents call their extended family and friends, and pretty soon the entire town is out looking for her with flyers and flashlights. They were starting to feel hopeless. Even worse, police start insisting Elizabeth is a runaway. But Elizabeth's mom and dad know better, and so the police sent their dogs out to help search. But they couldn't pick up a scent trail, and Elizabeth's mom begs police for an Amber Alert to be sent out. But because there is no car or license plate that they know of that could have taken her, police refuse. As Elizabeth's parents search in terror, they have no idea what horror their daughter is going through. Just a few hours earlier, Elizabeth started to walk up her driveway, and a man jumps out of the trees. He tells her that he's a police officer, and he has a badge on his shirt. He handcuffs her behind her back and tells her that she's under arrest. He tells her he had already arrested her little brother for marijuana, and that now she's under arrest too. Then he straps a bomb around her neck. But instead of leading Elizabeth back down the driveway to a police car, he leads her into the woods. The policeman was actually a man named Vincent Filia, and he wasn't a policeman at all. He was a man who was on the run after his ex-girlfriend's 12-year-old daughter had revealed to police that he had been sexually abusing her. Elizabeth had no idea that she was now the main pawn in a murder-suicide mission against the local police. Vincent starts asking Elizabeth if she has a phone and if she's a virgin. And Elizabeth is thinking, wait a minute, these are weird questions for a police officer to ask.
And then he just said that I was a smart girl and I should have figured it out. And then that kind of got me scared.
For hours, Vincent walks with Elizabeth around the woods, confusing her sense of direction on purpose. Elizabeth quietly slips her shoes off and hides them to leave a trail. She starts to pull out pieces of her hair and leaves them on the ground and on branches, hoping that police dogs can pick up her scent. Then Vincent bends down and picks up a piece of ground. It's a door covered in dirt and leaves hidden in the earth. Elizabeth realizes it's a trap door leading to an underground bunker. She knows that she can't try to run away because he's got guns, a taser, and more. Not to mention the bomb around her neck that, for all she knew, was real. As they step into the bunker, Vincent closes the door and turns on a battery-powered light. Now it was all starting to click for Elizabeth, and she understood why he had asked her if she was a virgin.
All I remember is that it hurt, of course, and I had looked off to the side to one of the shelves that were there. There was like a propane tank and dishes and stuff on it.
And just stared at that?
Mm-hmm. Stared at it and cried.
He had also chained her around her neck, and it was hooked to the top of the bunker. She knew, officially, that she was kidnapped and that she was probably going to die. He had enough food and supplies to last them weeks, and even a battery-operated TV where he would watch news coverage of the abduction.
He told Elizabeth, "You'll never be found."
I watched my mom or my sister or my aunt or one of the older people I saw in the news. And just watched, like, them talk about how I was missing.
The next day, it seemed to Elizabeth like she was going to be rescued. She hears a helicopter circling above the trees outside, and she hears footsteps walking on top of the bunker. She can even see people's shadows on the door. Vincent tells Elizabeth that if she says anything, he'll tase her and knock her out. Soon, the helicopter sounds fade away and the shadows disappear. Elizabeth knows that her hopes of being rescued today are over. Vincent looks at Elizabeth and says, "Don't worry. If anyone gets close to finding us, my booby traps will get them." Soon, it's been 3 days, then four, and then five. Elizabeth realizes in the dark, muggy cold underground that Vincent was right. Nobody would find them, and if they did, Vincent would probably kill them. She realizes that she is also probably going to die there. Unless she saved herself. How will Elizabeth escape the underground bunker and her captor? Find out next on Murder Monday, only on The Joe and Alex Show.
Alex, where'd we leave off?
14-year-old Elizabeth Schoaf has been abducted in September of 2006 after walking up her driveway after getting off the school bus. She's been in an underground bunker less than a half mile from her house with a man named Vincent Filia for 5 days. She's been sexually assaulted multiple times a day and chained. The bunker is booby-trapped and completely hidden from the outside. She knows that if she wants to live, she's going to have to save herself. Elizabeth starts to brainstorm, and she has an idea. What if she acted like she was falling for him?
I always would do what he told me to do, and like he'd always call me baby, so I'd call him that back, and he'd tell me he loved me, and I'd tell him I love him. I'd act like I really liked him and I wanted to be with him.
That takes some doing.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I did it anyways.
Before long, Vincent started to behave as if they were almost in a relationship. He tells Elizabeth that once everyone stops looking for her, they can run away together and get married in another state and finally really be together. And Elizabeth agrees. But remember, Elizabeth is a smart cookie. She's playing the game so that she can escape. Despite the ongoing sexual abuse, Vincent treats her a little nicer. He unchains her, and he even lets her go to a nearby pond to get water with him sometimes. He tells her that he's on the run from police after being wrongly accused of molesting his stepdaughter. But of course, Elizabeth knows better. Obviously, given the situation she's in, she knows he's full of it. She knows that he had really done it. And around this time, she notices that Vincent has a phone. So she waits until he's snoring in his sleep and takes it. She sends tons of text messages to her mom, describing exactly where she is, telling her to send police but to be careful of planted bombs and booby traps. But every time she sends a text message, it says it doesn't go through. There's no service underground. For 3 more days, Elizabeth sends texts every time her captor is sleeping, but none of them seem to be going through. One night, though, what Elizabeth feared most happens. Vincent catches her with his phone. He asks her what she's doing, and she tells him she's playing games, and he actually believes her. But because the phone keeps saying it has no service, Elizabeth gives up. She thinks about killing him in his sleep, but decides she just can't go through with it because she would never hurt anyone. What Elizabeth doesn't know is that one of the text messages that she had sent her mom actually went through. Police were trying to pinpoint the exact location of the phone. They were using nearby cell towers, trying to figure out where she was. But police were worried that the text could be a terrible hoax. Then one morning, Elizabeth hears helicopters again. Vincent turns on the TV and sees that they know it was him, and how Elizabeth sent a text message to her mom and that police were on their way. Vincent is furious. Now Elizabeth is starting to panic because he knows that she betrayed him. Will he kill her just before police arrive? In a twist Elizabeth didn't even see coming, he asks her what he should do. He wants to know, should he wait for police to find them or leave her and try to get away? Elizabeth, being the smart girl she is, tells him to run because she doesn't want him in jail and acts like she just wants him to be safe. So Vincent hops out of the bunker and vanishes as fast as Elizabeth did that day from her own driveway. After waiting for a few hours to make sure he's gone, Elizabeth pries open the door and walks out into the woods, yelling for police.
And I yelled it like 10 times, and then somebody finally yelled my name back. And then that's just like, it's just a big, big relief. I just like fell down and started crying.
The captain sees her and runs to her and takes her in his arms. He tells her they've been looking for her and that they're so glad she's safe. Or was she? Vincent was still out there, and she was scared. It was hard for her to sleep, and she wonders if he's going to come for her in the middle of the night. Police had found the booby traps around the bunker, and they weren't sophisticated, by the way, but they could have killed someone under the right circumstances. Meanwhile, Vincent is on foot and already in the next county. It had been 7 hours, and he's desperate. He needs a car. So he walks up to a woman and her child outside of a pizza place who are about to pull out of their parking spot, but he had no idea who he was messing with. This woman isn't about to let him take her car. This is the South, by the way. She curses him out and shames him for traumatizing her child after he had already traumatized another. She had seen him and recognized him from the news. He leaves on foot and she calls the police. Cops are on his trail within minutes, and finally, laying in a ditch, Vincent is arrested. The entire kidnapping was a way to get the police, who he felt were wrongly after him for molesting his stepdaughter. He wanted them to find the bunker and to blow them all to smithereens, including himself. But Vincent hadn't expected to fall in love with Elizabeth and her for him. So he thought. That night, Elizabeth's mom gets the phone call that Vincent has been arrested, and when she tells Elizabeth, she says good and falls right to sleep. What a badass! I love this girl. Only a few days after being sexually abused and held in an underground bunker, Elizabeth insists that she go to Vincent's bond hearing.
It was weird to look at Vincent because he was pretty much captured. And I don't know, it's hard to explain.
How did it feel to see him held captive like that, unable to go anywhere?
I kind of felt happy just because I knew that he was locked up and I'm sitting there in the courtroom while he's in jail.
Facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, Filia avoids trial by pleading guilty to all counts and is sentenced to 421 years in prison in September of 2007. Now 48 years old, he's currently being held in statewide protective custody. More than a decade later, Elizabeth is now 26. And not sure if this is still what she's doing, but in 2013, she said in an interview that she works as a dental assistant and spends her free time exercising and taking self-defense classes at a karate studio. She also volunteers her time partnering with the local sheriff's department to educate parents and children about stranger danger. She said, "I'm the perfect example of what can happen. It's just a remembrance. I use it to keep me strong. I survived, and I can help others survive. Unfortunately, we can't stop it from happening, but we can reduce it if parents are more cautious of what's going on and who's around."
That's Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. See all the photos and let us know what you think on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and all this week, we've got a chance for you to win a trip to the Grammys, and just for getting qualified for that, you're going to win a digital download of Grammy-nominated artists, maybe some Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, Post Malone, Cardi B, Ariana Grande. They're all nominated for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, so let's get that ball started today and get some people on the phone, and they're going to get teams. Going to be a Team Lindsay filling in for Alex, who's on a little wedding break. Or you're going to have Pork Chop, our producer, represent you. Let's go to Shawnee. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you want Lindsay to represent you, or do you want Pork Chop to represent you?
I'm going to go Pork Chop.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How does that feel, Lindsay, having our listeners not trust you at all?
Wait a minute.
See how it is.
What if she doesn't even know what we're playing? What if we're playing like girly questions? Then she just picked me, and that's probably not a good pick.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you are bi. You might know some stuff.
You're right. Maybe.
True. And just an assumption. Let's keep you on the line with Pork Chop, and let's see here. Cora. Cora, you're on Team Lindsay.
Yay.
All right.
Hi, Cora.
Awesome. Hey.
Look at that. One thing I've noticed so far is that Lindsay is a lot nicer to her teammate than you were, Porkchop. I don't think you said hi.
I was pumped up. I said, hey, what up?
Doesn't sound like it. All right, this game is quite simple. Cora and Shawnee, you guys chill in the background. I'm going to give you 10 slogans total of a famous like slogan from a restaurant or a business. Just okay. Any kind of famous slogan, anything you could think of, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And what do we buzz in with their name and say the slogan
you don't say anything until I call on you. So buzz in. Yeah, you say pork chop, but don't say the answer.
Gotcha.
Wait, are we taking turns or we're just buzzing in?
Okay. You're just buzzing in. So if you know it, Lindsay, don't say the other thing.
Okay.
Okay, because if you do, you're going to be sorry you did. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm loving it.
Lindsay. Pork chop.
Lindsay was first on that one.
That is McDonald's.
There we go. A little 1-0 lead right now. That's not looking good for Pork Chop. Let's see if you know the next one here. Finger licking
Pork
good.
Chop. KFC.
Chop. That is correct.
He was not supposed all over that.
Even though you couldn't wait like I told you to, we've got a tie game here. Do that again. Points are taken off. Eat fresh.
Lindsay. Subway.
Whoa, look at that. Okay. Have a break. Have a...
Pork Chop. Kit Kat.
We have got a tie game here. Woo!
I'm so nervous.
Who's butts puckering? Anybody? All right, next one. Taste the rainbow.
Pork chop.
Lindsay.
Pork chop.
Skittles.
Ooh, pork chop for the first time has taken the lead.
I better get that one right. That's my, isn't that my, what's it called? Motto thing? The rainbow.
I don't know your life.
Rainbow, that's the LGBT thing.
Is that like the bi I didn't
know
motto?
That. I thought it was embrace the rainbow. I didn't know you had to taste it, but hey. All right, here we go. 3-2 lead. Best out of 10. They're great.
Pork chop.
Lindsay.
Pork chop.
Named after my cat. That's Frosted Flakes.
I will.
Tony the Tiger.
Accept that. Yep. That is correct. Wow. Doubling up on Lindsay right now. 4-6. Lindsay, you got to get in here somewhere.
I'm not good at like responding to audio quickly. My brain doesn't process that as quickly.
Well, I feel bad then for your teammate, Cora. Here we go. The next one. The slogan game is Snap, Crackle,
Lindsay.
Pop. Lindsay.
Rice Krispies.
Correct. Sorry, I stuttered there. My bad. Bit my tongue. All right. 4-3. Here we go. Pork Chop, I believe you could win the game with this next one. Because you're up 4-3. That's 7 questions right there.
She could still tie if I get this one right.
Well, good thing I'm not keeping score. Here we go. It gives you wings.
Lindsay.
Lindsay was in first.
Red Bull.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a tie game 4-4 with 2 questions left. Woo! Here's your next one. Maybe she's born with
Lindsay.
It.
Lindsay.
What?
3.
Maybelline.
Yes.
What the...
Maybe all right. It's Maybelline. That,
I can't wait to get the audio on that. That literally, all he said was Maybe.
Wow. All right, listen, if Lindsay gets this next one right, then Cora wins. If not, Pork Chop, you can tie it and we can have overtime for one thing, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's like Final Jeopardy all over again.
We get it. Lindsay, my wife, you are on Jeopardy.
I'm scared.
Here we go. It keeps going.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Energizer.
And ladies and gentlemen, just like that, my wife Lindsay has won. There we go.
I don't have a song.
You do not. Congratulations, Cora. Oh. Lindsay just got you some digital downloads for Grammy artists, and you're qualified.
Congratulations, Cora.
For a trip to the 64th annual Grammys. Hey, Shawnee, how are you doing?
Sad.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You can't ask the Maybelline one that's not gender neutral.
I
know guys that wear mascara.
Oh.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys that do.
Oh.
Well, Shawnee, I'm sorry that Pork Chop once again has let a listener down.
Next time.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we'll do this again tomorrow around this time, but...
This song makes me cry.
Is this her winning song?
It is. Hold on. Actually, I did find Lindsay's winning song. Here we go.
Yay! That's right. At least I won on this, if not on Jeopardy.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Real quick, can we pause 10 seconds for station identification?
Well, since you asked so nicely, yes. As a matter of fact, we can pause right now for 10 seconds of station identification. This is the Joe and Alex Show Radio Network. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's a Monday Music Marathon, and man, oh man, you need to join in this conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Oh, yeah. What drives you insane? 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. One of my friends told me that she suffers from, and I'll probably mess this up here, misophonia?
I think it's misophonia.
Misophonia?
Something like that.
All right. That is my wife, by the way, Lindsay. She is guest co-hosting today here on the Joe and Alex Show, filling in for Alex. Yeah, it's a disorder, though, in which certain sounds trigger emotional or psychological responses that some might perceive as unreasonable given the circumstance. Those who have that might describe it when a sound like just drives you crazy. Their reactions can range from getting angry and annoyed to panic and the need to run away and flee. So I'm wondering at 833-JOE-ALEX, that is 833-563-2539, what drives you crazy? What drives you insane? I'll kick it off right now, and I would say it if she was here too, but she's on vacation till later this week. Liv the Web Girl, I don't know what she's got. Like, she's very hyper, like just, I don't know, ADD or what, but she's always like just... like Thumper the Rabbit, kind of. Like her legs always keep kicking something, and she'll always take a pen. She'll do this with a pen all day.
Yeah.
This all day drives me crazy, and she just does it. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, what? What? So that's one thing that just drives me insane. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
It's probably a good thing you and I don't work together all the time then, because I do similar things.
What do you do? What do you do at your job, or are there other things that your coworkers do that drive you kind of crazy or insane, Lindsay?
Honestly, none of my coworkers, at least the ones that sit by me that I could hear, do anything like that. I think I'm that person. Because
then what do you do?
I can't sit still either. I will click pens sometimes, or I'll tap them on my desk.
Like Britney Spears and Oops, I Did It Again?
Yeah, I'll tap my feet. Sometimes I have one of those big yoga balls or balance balls at my desk, and sometimes I'll swap it out for my chair, and I'll sit there and bounce on it like while I'm working.
I know one thing, Alex, like I said, she's also off today. I never realized it, but every time I'd have a drink of something, like coffee in the morning, I'll sip it and I'll go.
You do.
And I never realized I did that, but apparently that's pretty annoying to everybody here on the Joe and Alex Show. And I go, but it's just a natural reaction. So 833-JOE-ALEX, join in the conversation. That's 833-563-2539. It could be something you do, or maybe it just annoys you. What is it that drives you insane? We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, taking your calls at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What drives you insane? Let's kick it off with Kathy. What do you got, Kathy? What just drives you insane?
Well, there's two specific things, and one of them would have to be, I would say stupid people, but then it would be people with no common sense. You know, the people who want to put a square in the circle kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, and I know a few of those.
And then makeup lines. Women with makeup lines. It's like a car crash. You can't take your eyes off of their horrible makeup line. That's, you know.
I don't understand. Like, what does that mean? Like, for the guys out there, what's a makeup line?
A makeup line is a where they wear two dots of makeup on their face, and their neck is white, and their face is brown.
Oh, okay.
So, you can usually see like right under their chin, like there's an actual line where they change color.
Yes, it's a bad tan is what it is. So, yeah, those are the two things that drive me insane.
All right, thank you, Kathy, for being part of the Joe and Alex Show. We also got Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, what drives you insane?
Good morning. People that chomp their food. They smack their lips. They just kind of chomp, chomp, chomp. And everywhere in the house or whatever, wherever you're at, you can hear it. And that drives me bats. It just, close your mouth, don't chomp.
You know, to go along with that, I hate when people chew gum and smack it loud and then post videos of that on Instagram. Like if they're talking.
Who the hell are you following on Instagram that does that?
A lot of people. I mean, they don't realize they're doing it. They're just chewing gum, and it just so happens that's while they were taking the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like this person I know, they just, I don't know if it's a defect in them, but their jaw clicks, and it's like, man, can you just go out of the room and eat your banana or something? Because I really don't want to hear it.
Wow. Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's wrap things up with Amanda. Amanda, what drives you crazy? What drives you insane?
The breaker is going to be leaving the toilet seat up. I cannot stand when I have someone come to my house and they leave the toilet seat up. For me, it's just, it's a deal breaker now. I've actually put it into, like, if a guy comes to my house, I'm interested in him, he leaves the toilet seat up, that's it.
Amanda, I got to tell you, the radio side of things, your phone drives me insane. I don't know if your window's down, if you're on Bluetooth or a speaker, but it's hard to hear you. But thank you for calling in. Yeah, I don't understand. You're kind of like my wife. Lindsay always gets mad. No matter what I do with the toilet, it seems to be wrong. Like, I can never win with how the toilet's done or if it's flushed. She gets mad if, like, there's toilet paper in the toilet. Isn't that what the toilet is for?
I don't understand how you apparently never learned to use a toilet properly. Like, go to the bathroom, put the lid down, and flush it. It's not that hard.
I do, but sometimes that toilet doesn't flush.
I always
flush. I always flush.
That's incorrect.
All right, I'm tired of the slander. If you couldn't get through, let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
And coming up on The Garbage, we've known for a while that Maroon 5 was headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, but now we know who's joining them. Find out who else will be there next.
Give it up for Lindsay. She's filling in today for Alex, who went to California for a wedding, but will be back tomorrow. Here we go. It's time for The Garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, so we already knew that Maroon 5 was headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, although they did officially confirm it with a video on their Instagram yesterday. But now we know who's joining them. Also performing will be Travis Scott, as well as Big Boy from Outkast. But I know y'all wanted that 808. So that'll be a little bit of a throwback there. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that
BASS bass? I guarantee I Like the Way You Move will transition to Moves Like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. Or somewhere like during like Moves Like Jagger, but like, I like the way you move. I'm calling it right now.
I think you're 100% correct there.
Boom. Super Bowl prediction.
All right. The lineup has been announced for Big Brother Celebrity Edition. The first one I read about was Demooch. Anthony Scaramucci, who was White House Communications Director for a whopping 10 days in 2017.
Got a moosh.
Will be there. Also joining him will be Kato Kaelin, which I think is really funny because the only reason he's famous is for being a house guest. as well as Dina Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's mom. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls. Joey Lawrence. Ryan Lochte, Tamar Braxton, Lolo Jones, former NFL running back Ricky Williams, former WWE wrestler Natalie Eva Marie, Candy Burris, and Tom Green.
I'm interested because I like Tom Green, but does anybody actually care about this show? Does anybody watch it? Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Got a moosh.
That's what I'll be watching.
And Megyn Kelly has now officially parted ways with NBC. She's been off the air since October when she made some remarks about blackface Halloween costumes on her show.
If you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
Kelly apologized to both her staff and the public.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was a lot of backlash from her comments that she made about that, and her ratings were horrible to begin with. So she's been off the air since then, but she was still employed by NBC. They have agreed to pay out the remainder of her contract. It was a $69 million deal, but she was about halfway through, so estimating she'll get around $30 million.
I wouldn't be complaining. I'm like, okay, see you guys later. I think they use it as an actual reason to get her out of there. I feel it's just the ratings sucked, and like, okay, finally, we can cut her out of here now and get rid of her.
Yeah, her show was doing terrible, so I feel like they were just thinking finally they had an excuse to get rid of her. And reportedly, she did not have a non-compete, so she could be working again very quickly.
Yeah,
we'll
but
see.
I wonder who's actually going to want to pick her up.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, that is The Garbage on Radio Now.
All right, thank you so much, Lindsay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Give it up for Lindsay. She's filling in today for Alex, who went to California for a wedding, but will be back tomorrow. Here we go. It's time for The Garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, so we already knew that Maroon 5 was headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, although they did officially confirm it with a video on their Instagram yesterday. But now we know who's joining them. Also performing will be Travis Scott, as well as Big Boy from Outkast. But I know y'all wanted that 808. So that'll be a little bit of a throwback there. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that
B-A-S-S, babe? Guarantee, I Like the Way You Move will transition to Moves Like Jagger. I got the moves like Jagger. Or somewhere like during like Moves Like Jagger, but like, I like the way you move. I'm calling it right now.
I think you're 100% correct there.
Boom. Super Bowl prediction.
All right. The lineup has been announced for Big Brother Celebrity Edition. The first one I read about was Demooch. Anthony Scaramucci, who was White House Communications Director for a whopping 10 days in 2017.
Got a moosh.
Will be there. Also joining him will be Kato Kaelin, which I think is really funny because the only reason he's famous is for being a house guest. as well as Dina Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's mom. Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls. Joey Lawrence. Ryan Lochte, Tamar Braxton, Lolo Jones, former NFL running back Ricky Williams, former WWE wrestler Natalie Eva Marie, Candy Burris, and Tom Green.
I'm interested because I like Tom Green, but does anybody actually care about this show? Does anybody watch it? Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Got a moosh.
That's what I'll be watching.
And Megyn Kelly has now officially parted ways with NBC. She's been off the air since October when she made some remarks about blackface Halloween costumes on her show.
If you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
Kelly apologized to both her staff and the public.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was a lot of backlash from her comments that she made about that, and her ratings were horrible to begin with. So she's been off the air since then, but she was still employed by NBC. They have agreed to pay out the remainder of her contract. It was a $69 million deal, but she was about halfway through, so estimating she'll get around $30 million.
I wouldn't be complaining. I'm like, okay, see you guys later. I think they use it as an actual reason to get her out of there. I feel it's just the ratings sucked, and like, okay, finally, we can cut her out of here now and get rid of her.
Yeah, her show was doing terrible, so I feel like they were just thinking finally they had an excuse to get rid of her. And reportedly, she did not have a non-compete, so she could be working again very quickly.
Yeah,
we'll
but
see.
I wonder who's actually going to want to pick her up.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, that is The Garbage on Radio Now.
All right, thank you so much, Lindsay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Monday Music Marathon. Hey, Pork Chop got this text message, and sounds like it kind of bothered you, and I'm just kind of wondering, what's the whole context behind this? Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it bothered me. I thought it was a little weird, but anyways, it was from a guy that I used to work with up in Michigan. He wasn't a friend. He was more of a work friend. And out of the blue, I haven't talked to him in I don't know how long. At 7:21 Friday night, I got a text that said, "You're so fat."
What?
Yeah, and that's actually what I said back. I was like, "What? LOL." And then he was like, "Gained like 47 pounds." And I'm like, ironically, as you're texting me this, I'm in my closet right now looking for a shirt to pick. And they all don't fit. So yeah, I've gained like 45 pounds since August. And, you know, I mean, this stuff doesn't bother me. It's like, you know, whatever. And he's kind of a joker, so I'm joking back. But then he responds with, "Yeah, because you're so blanking fat." And still at this point, I still really don't care, but I'm just curious, like, why? Like, what's this coming from? And then I said, yeah, because of my surgery. And then he wrote back and said, because you're blanking lazy and you eat whatever you want.
Get in my belly!
At this point, I mean, I really... Yeah, I know you asked the question of what should I do. I don't care. Like, you know the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me?
I've heard that, yeah, but who actually follows that?
I do. I truly do not care. Call me what you want. Say what you want. I've been called gay since I was a kid. I don't understand why that lets people bother them. Who cares? You know, in my heart, I know I'm a good person. I know I'm happy. And that's really all that matters. But I still do want to know. I'm curious as to what was he talking about me? Or, like, why... You know, did he do this?
Have you asked him?
No. At this point, I mean...
We should get him on the air and find out what's the deal behind this.
Oh, gosh. I mean, at this point, so I don't know how to say this. Like, you're kind of dead to me. Like I said, I just... Now you're kind of just, like, you know, I take negativity out of my life.
So did you delete their phone number then? Like, what'd you do?
No, I just didn't write back.
But if they're dead to you, shouldn't you just get rid of all their contacts? Like, unfriend them
on
Facebook?
No, I don't have to do all that. No. I don't, it's, you know, no.
I mean, you got to stand up for yourself.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
I don't have to stand up for myself. Who cares? I don't care what he says or thinks.
Oh, no way. See, this is where I disagree with you. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Am I right here? Porkchop needs to stand up to this person.
Not at
all. Clearly let them know what they did, cross the line. Because it's almost like, and I've done it too, I'm a fat guy. I'm like almost 400 pounds. I'm trying to get healthy, but my whole life it's like I'll joke about things like, ha ha ha, it's funny, yeah, I'm the fat guy.
Get in my belly!
Like that, but this person was a total... a-hole to you.
Right, but like still, I don't care. It's the same thing as if I'm driving on the highway and someone cuts me off. Who cares? I don't have to speed up and get back.
I think you need to stand up for yourself, but also for other people too, who this person might be treating the same way. I feel like you're missing a big opportunity. Am I wrong here? It's just like, is it fine? Is it just great that Porkchop has thick skin, or should he actually say something? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. The Joe and Alex Show on radio now.
Because I'm fat, fat, fat. Come on. Really, really fat.
Producer Porkchop had a former, what was it, co-worker? Who is this?
Yeah, it was a, I wouldn't even really say friend, just a former co-worker or work acquaintance. Tell me once again,
who's fat? Call you a fatty fat fat McFat.
Yeah, he sent me a pretty nasty text out of the blue, and I don't understand why. I really don't care.
So Porkchop's like, well, I'm just going to ignore him. I'm just going to let the sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me thing.
Get in my belly!
But I feel like he should say something to this jerk that just made fun of him. I guess he saw your photo online or something. Like, that's not cool. And also, I think if you don't stand up and say something, what's the next person going to have to deal with?
What am I going to do? What am I going to say to change his mind or make him different? You know, what I can do is the people that are listening that might, you know, not be happy with themselves or maybe are fat or have something weird going on, who cares? Let it go. Don't let what other people say bother you. I mean, I am curious. Like, I wonder why he did this, but it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Hey, D, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Yeah, I would ignore it. Like,
really?
I wouldn't even give him the justification. I mean, I wouldn't. I would ignore it because if you respond to it, then he knows he got to you. So I would just ignore it. So I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
All right, Dee. I disagree with that. I appreciate your point. Let's talk to Crystal. Crystal's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think Porkchop should do? I say, man, you go after this jerk.
No, I agree with him. I think that a guy probably went through his phone. He was miserable at his own life, thought, who can I mess with, and thought he would mess with Porkchop. I totally agree with him. If you're comfortable in your own skin, I wouldn't let anybody get a rise out of you. I honestly think it's just misery meets company. You know, I think that he's just sad in his own life and he thought that he was going to bring somebody else in it. And, you know, kudos to him for not even falling into it.
So, Crystal, you're not hurting my feelings because Porkchop seems really confident. Does that just mean that I'm insecure that I think you should say something to this jerk? And, like, because I don't think I'd let this roll off my back. I would call them out.
I think there's just different people in the world. Some people feel like they have to, you know, put somebody in their place, and some people are just like, you know, maybe they get it often, or maybe they don't get it too often, but, you know, like he said, it doesn't faze him, and, you know, let it just go.
Well, for Pork Chop, whoever this person is, I'm going to wish diarrhea upon them.
I think we all are at this point.
Exactly. Hey, thank you, Crystal.
Yeah, like, I want other things to raise my blood pressure, like French fries, you know, not this guy. Like, I'm not going to get all upset and butthurt over it, and I don't care. You know, I do want to work out and lose some weight and feel a little better.
And then, like, reply to him with just a photo?
Yeah, hey, there you go. Well, not even because, like, I don't care, but yeah, that'd be cool if I could do that.
Billy on our Joan Alex Show Twitter kind of agrees. She says, I think it's great that Pork Chop's not letting it get to him, but that guy is being so rude and he's doing it to other people. Well, what if he is doing it to other people? They may not take it as well as you do. Mm. I hope karma will get him, but I think he should reply and say it's rude, then block him on everything. Billy, you are my social media spirit animal. You can let us know what you think on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, we've got your dummy of the day. I think this is a dummy that everybody's already seen the story of, but I'll tell you what it involves. Walmart, Pringles, a scooter, and wine. You know this is going to be epic. It's coming up next. It's time for your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'm not sure what happens around Wichita Falls, but this might be the most exciting thing they've had in a long time. Wichita Falls Police Department officers responded to a call about a woman driving around a parking lot while drinking wine from a Pringles can. Man, this lady sounds amazing. Happened around 9 a.m., bright and early. Police arrived at the Walmart on Central Freeway for the call. Walmart employees told the cops a woman had been riding around the parking lot since 6:30 in the morning. I'm surprised that motor held up that long. Is that anybody else not impressed with how long that little scooter that could keep on going and going? It must have had an Energizer battery in the electric shopping cart. They also told police, listen, we think she's drinking wine out of a Pringles can. For real. Wine is delicious, and Pringles are the stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Can you get a DUI for that?
Oh, of course you can. It's a motorized vehicle. Hmm. But here's the thing. She even told the cops, yeah, I'm drinking wine out of my Pringles can. And employees requested that they, banned her from the store. And they did that. But they, when the cops actually got there, she was gone. She was nearby at a restaurant. And they said, look, you're no longer allowed there. But they did not arrest her for operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
Well, I mean, it only goes over, what, like 2 miles an hour?
It doesn't matter. It's a motorized vehicle. Somebody got, you know, those little scooters people ride around, like those Bird and Lime scooters?
Yeah.
Somebody got a DUI the other day
on those. Of course. You need a license to drive that, and those things go like 30 miles an hour.
No, you don't. They go like 10 miles per hour. Anybody can ride
them. Okay, maybe 15.
Anyways, this lady actually is a dummy, but she's also life goals to be riding around in a motorized scooter, drinking some fine wine out of a Pringles can. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This is a Monday Music Marathon. Oh, yeah. So, producer Porkchop, I want you to think, and anybody else, too, joining the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? Not video game, but actual, like, activity outdoors. Maybe you played it at school. Maybe you played it with your friends. This is one of my favorite games, but oh my gosh, it's such a sad ending for this one. And it reminds me, I'm from Michigan, so I'm like, only in Detroit could this happen. A 21-year-old man was found dead in an elevator shaft at a vacant building in Detroit. Police believe he fell during a game of hide and seek.
Oh.
So he's running, he's hiding. Yeah, the guy was with a couple of friends playing the game on the 9th floor of the building. Oh my God. Oh, that is so sad. Police said the guy's friends couldn't find him, so they left the building. They ended up coming back later to look for him, and that's when they found him. Police are investigating it to make sure it was accidental, but that's what they're leaning towards right now. So
sad.
Very sad, but I mean, hide and seek was legit one of my favorite games. Another one of mine, Red Rover, send Joe over. Oh, man, you got to run through there.
I liked Manhunt. It was pretty much the same thing as... Oh, ha-ha. Pretty much the same...
I bet you did like Manhunt.
Same thing as hide and seek.
What's Manhunt?
It's pretty much the same thing as hide and seek.
Okay. Any other games that people are playing or played back in the day? 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. Did you ever play freeze tag?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people always cheated. I'm like, how are you moving when I froze you?
Because gravity?
No. I don't want to... Listen, back then when we played, we didn't have global warming. So you couldn't say that you were like melting or something like that. You couldn't thank Al Gore.
All right, if I come over and push you right now, you're not allowed to fall over.
Exactly. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Take some of your calls. What was your favorite kind of game to play as a kid? Hide and seek? That's got to be one of the top ones. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can join in our conversation anytime with our number, 833-JOE-ALEX. Make sure you save it. It's 833-563-2539. What was your favorite childhood game that you played? Not a video game or a board game, but an actual like activity where you're physically moving around doing something with friends. Christina, let's kick things off with you. What was the game you guys liked to play?
The floor is lava, like where you throw the couch cushions and for some reason they would float. You could jump across the room.
Yeah, you're like, floor's lava. You're like, oh, crap. What am I going to do?
I loved it.
You had to jump on stuff. You ever get hurt playing the floor's lava?
Oh, yeah. You jump off the couch onto the cushion. You go right out from underneath you.
Exactly.
Crack your head.
Exactly. Then time for the ER. Hey, thank you, Christina. We appreciate it. Amelia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What game did you play?
Red Rover.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that's a game where people get hurt a lot. Like, do you ever get clothesline in the neck?
Oh, yeah, and I was always the smaller one with my older siblings and cousins, so I'd go over their arms, and I'd get thrown back and fall backwards. It was fun, though.
Did you ever make it through?
Occasionally, yeah, but
yeah, more times
I was always
that.
The smaller one, so no one wanted to pick me. It was like dodgeball.
Oh, for sure. Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Is this Lizzie?
Yes, this
hey,
is Lizzie.
Hey, Lizzie, you actually made up a game. Okay, what did you make up?
The game me and my cousins made up was TV tag. It was basically like regular tag, but whenever somebody tagged you, you had to say like a cartoon show or like a TV show. It was pretty fun.
All right, then why don't we have Lizzie and producer Porkchop play TV tag. Go ahead, go.
Scooby-Doo.
Supernatural?
Flintstone. Wait, Supernatural's
Supernatural.
Not a cartoon.
Oh, Lizzie, this is your game.
It's been so long since I've played it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. That's a game that I don't feel like it's going to catch on across America. It was nice, but I think that's all we got.